Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program designed specifically for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all began in Africa, Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. When our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs, field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. And from gospel music came blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, overcoming adversity after adversity, striving to be the people that God would have them to be. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey of joy divine. It comes deep down in the heart of God's chosen people. We know we cannot tell the complete story of gospel music in a one-hour program or even in a melody of songs, but each week we come Monday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. to bring you the very best in the achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that we're on Facebook. On the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. And you'll also find the link for the Gospel Gold program each week. Each program has a separate link. All of our programs are archived. You can always go back to the Facebook page, find the program that you would like to hear, click on that link, it will take you directly to that program. So stay in touch with us through our Facebook page, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Stay in touch with us so we can stay in touch with you. It is our custom that each Monday before we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for another new edition of Gospel Gold. We thank you, God, for those who are listening tonight, those who will hear this program long after it has been recorded, that we continue to give your name the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for the night. But first, let's listen to this. There is a call-in number if you would like to call to speak to me in the studio. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call that number and you can speak to me directly in the studio. Our first feature tonight is the Brooklyn All-Stars, a group that has been in the forefront of gospel music for over six decades. Formed in Brooklyn, New York in 1950 by quartet singer and furniture entrepreneur Charlie Story, the Brooklyn All-Stars initially included Charlie Story, Johnny Moore, Jesse Volleton, and Thomas Spann, now renowned for his resilient bass voice. Spann sang baritone at first until Story persuaded him to try the bass part. A relationship with New York gospel promoter Joe Bostick helped Story land the All-Stars on a regular spot on Bostick's weekly radio program over radio station WLIB. The quartet also appeared on gospel music programs hosted by Thurman Roop and Professor Alfred Miller. But by 1956, Charlie Story found it difficult to manage the Brooklyn All-Stars and the furniture business at the same time. He turned the rights of the All-Stars name over to Thomas Spann, who repopulated the quartet with three members of the Singing Stars of Lewisburg, North Carolina: lead tenor Harry Clifton, his brother Maurice Clifton, and Nathaniel Cook. The Brooklyn All-Stars first recorded professionally in February of 1958 for Peacock Records. By this time, the quartet was comprised of Thomas Spann, Hardy Clifton, Nathaniel Cook, Jake Holloman, and Herbert Robinson. Eddie Lester was on guitar. Their Peacock single also included Careless Soul, Singing for the Lord. They both sold enough to earn the quartet a national touring spot, along gospel household names like the Dixie Hummingbirds, Soul Stirrers, and the Sensational Nightingales. In the 1960s, Thomas Spann, Harold Austin, owner of the Gospel Bookstore of Brooklyn, formed a gospel recording company on which the All-Stars released singles and their first LP. By this time, the quartet veteran Paul Owens had rejoined the group, as did Sam Thomas, a former member of the original Charlie Story All-Stars. In 1967, Sullivan Pugh of the Consolers introduced the Brooklyn All-Stars to Ernie Young of the Nashboro Records. The group began a prestigious recording career with Nashboro between 1971 and 1978. While recording for Nashboro and Jewel, the All-Stars were consistently voted the number one gospel group on the basis of hits such as No Cross, No Crown, Brightly Breams, Family Prayer, and the bestseller, I Stood on the Banks of Jordan, and He Touched Me and Made Me Whole. The group earned two gold albums and numerous music awards. The All-Stars recorded for a number of labels in the 1980s, including Atlanta International Records, and took their traditional sound to ports of call throughout the world. They eventually moved their headquarters from Brooklyn, New York to Greensboro, North Carolina, setting up shop where quartet singing is especially cherished. Now recording for Malico's Four Wind imprint, the Brooklyn All-Stars have released Just Look at Me Now in 2011 and Live in Richmond, Virginia in 2013, on which they reprised some of their most popular hits in addition to new songs such as I Found a Friend, Get in the Way, and Pray Right On. Thomas Spann continues to lead the quartet in its seventh decade of touring, recording, and ministry. We're going to listen to a few of the songs from the Brooklyn All-Stars. I Found a Friend will be the last. Careless Soul will be the first, recorded in 1958. Then we're going to go to 1973 and Jesus Loves Me and How Long Has It Been. And we'll also do another song called Something Within. So we're going to listen to a few of the songs from the Brooklyn All-Stars. Might not necessarily be in that order, but we're going to feature the Brooklyn All-Stars tonight on Gospel Go.
Oh, carry me There's one more thing I want to say. Now if the Lord, I'm talking about your Lord and mine, oh, if my God would call you tomorrow, you ought to answer. You
heavy laden.
We are in the Gospel Gold Vault today on this edition of Gospel Gold. And one of the groups that we want to bring to the forefront is the Pilgrim Jubilees. Formed in 1944 in Houston, Mississippi, the Pilgrim Jubilee Singers, later shortened to the Pilgrim Jubilees, began as a family quartet consisting of brothers Theophilus Hoppy Graham and L.G. C.B. Graham, cousins Monroe Hatchett and cousin-in-law Willis Johnson and Alfred Brownlee. The group sang at the church's home church, New Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and other venues. The Jubes disbanded briefly in 1947 when Hoppy migrated to Chicago, but he reassembled the group in 1950 when his brothers L.G. and Clive and cousin Monroe joined him up north. They added fellow Mississippian Major Robinson, formerly of the Pilgrim Harmonizers. Robinson was a songwriter who became the group's booking manager. As soon as he was old enough, the younger brother, Clay Graham, became a member also. The Pilgrim Jubilees first recorded a self-financed single on Clarence on Chess Records in 1953. This gave them a product to sell at programs and something to pitch to radio stations. They strengthened their vocal visibility further by splitting the cost of a 15-minute program on the radio station WSBC with the Spiritual Five Quartet. In 1955, Ara H. Harris, the Soul Stirrers lead singer and president of the Chicago Quartet Union, gave the Jubes their first national exposure when he selected them to represent Illinois at the National Quartet Convention in Oakland, California. There, another soul stirrer, S.R. Crane, introduced the men to Art Ruby of Specialty Records. The Jubes cut a few songs for Specialty, but none were released at the time, mainly because of the concern that the similarity of the name of the Pilgrim Travelers, which was one of the top-selling gospel artists at the time. Their radio friends, the Spiritual Five, brought the Jubes to Nashville Records. The Jubes, in 1959, recorded River of Jordan and Father, I'm Coming Home, inspired by Edna Godman Cook's manager, Barney Parks, who hired them to complete a series of scheduled bookings that Sister Cook could not fulfill. The disc also impressed A&R man Dave Clark. He persuaded the Jubes to sign with Peacock Records. During their years with Peacock, 1959 to 1975, the Jubes hit their stride. In particular, they introduced two elements that became emblematic of their sound: substitution of the bass guitar for the bass voice, and Clay's use of sermonettes or brief stories to introduce old hymns or new songs. Additional Peacock hits include Wonderful, Old Ship of Zion, Still Away, and a two-part recording of A Child's Blood. The Jubes returned to Nashboro briefly in 1976 to 1980, cutting the album Homecoming, recorded live in Chicago 1979. Capturing the quartet in programs at Dunbar High School, Homecoming was the first of many live albums to follow. In 1980, the Jubes signed with Savoy Records, one of the most popular quartets in the nation at this time. The Jubes comprised themselves of Clay and Clive Graham, Robinson, and Ben Chandler. They recorded one album a year for Savoy until 1984. 3 years later, they debuted with what would be a long-standing association with Malico of Gospel Roots. The album featured a Clay sermonette called Barnyard and a new vision or a new version of Old Ship of Zion. Nearly every Malico album, in fact, carried a Clyde sermonette. For example, Lil Willie graced the 1989 album Back to Basics, while in 1991, Family Affair introduced True Story to a new generation of listeners. In 1990, Malico released Live from Jackson, Mississippi. And in 1993, It's a Revival, featuring some of the Jupes' most popular songs that they sung in front of appreciative audiences. The latter was recorded at a live program held in their birthplace of Houston, Mississippi. Don't Let Nobody Turn You Around, which was recorded in 1995, was another live CD of new and old favorites, this time recorded in Birmingham, Alabama Theater for the Performing Arts. No less than five of their Malico albums made the Billboard top gospel charts. The Jubes were the first quartet, gospel quartet, to be the subject of a full-length biography written by New Zealander Alan Young. The Pilgrim Jubilees were published in 2001 by University Press of Mississippi. It remains an essential title on gospel music history. That was published in 2001. It's called The Pilgrim Jubilees, published in 2001 by University Press of Mississippi. The new millennium saw the Jubes release more Malico albums. Were You There in 2000, The Year of Jubilee 2003, and Jesus Got Me Off 2007. It also witnessed the Jubes' introduction into the American Gospel Quartet Convention Hall of Fame. Although Major Robinson died in 2010, Clive and Clay Graham continue to sustain the Pilgrim Jubilees from Chicago. It is not at all unusual to catch them appearing at a Sunday evening multi-artist quartet program on Chicago's West Side. The Pilgrim Jubilees have been a staple in the recording industry. And so tonight, as we go into the Gospel Gold Vault, we bring out the Pilgrim Jubilees. And you'll only hear it here on Gospel Go.
Jesus, ship of time.
Again. Oh, yeah, 12 gates
that she was standing under. It least was good for the healing of the nation. You said that lady turn around and looked at you. You said, that's my mommy. You said, who is it holding her hand? You said, got to be daddy. You know what you said? You said, I went on down when I got to Hallelujah Boulevard. You know what I saw? I saw my brother, CB, and I saw my oldest brother. Not only that, my little sister was standing there. They was waiting for me. You know what I said? You know what I said? I said, oh, see my family. Oh, oh, see my family.
Don't let me drift
Would y'all say it again?
Don't.
I want you to say it pretty.
Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great listeners like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a cash app, Gospel Gold 22, $, then Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to get in touch with us through email, you can do so at gospelgold@songwriter.net, gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use here on Gospel Gold. Email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. And you can become a supporter of Gospel Gold at Gospel Gold 22 Cash App. We hope that you have enjoyed our program tonight. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We are on every Monday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. So until we see you next Monday, God bless you is our desire.
I found a friend,
I found a friend,
one who's closer,
closer than a brother.
I found a friend,
I found a friend,
he's even closer,
closer,
yeah,
than my mother.
I found a friend,
I found a friend,
he'll be with me,
Jesus.
I call him Jesus. To tell you he's even closer than my mother. I found a friend. He'll go with me.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus. Oh, he's my friend.
He's my friend.
Oh,
what a friend. We have it in Jesus.
All about.
Yeah.
My friend.